Welcome back to Unruly Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
We were just talking about some changes that we've been making recently. Mm-hmm. I think that summer always gets it in my head. Like, I gotta do something. I don't know what, but I gotta, like, yes. Get all my shit. Sunlight, sunshine in general.
I feel like when you're in the summer mood and you're wearing less clothes, mm-hmm. and all that stuff starts coming in, I feel like you almost feel like you need to be cleaner. Like a cleaner feeling, yes. Like a more cleansed.
From the inside,
yes,
out.
Yes, like everything feels like it needs to be, like, you're more into smoothies, you're more into, yeah. all, like everything starts changing. I was telling Taylor that my doctor recently told me I had to, because of my RA, I have to start taking protein shakes a day. Yeah. So I was asking her which ones to try, and because they have to be like low, and like he was like, he gave me a couple of things, but we ended up going with the clean eats.
Yeah. And which I hear such good things about.
I do too. So I had my first one this morning, and like, as instead of a meal, and it was, the flavor I had was not a normal flavor I would go to. It was coconut, yeah. something, and it was so good. I got the party pack of 10. So
yeah,
basically
they sell individual packets of it too.
They do. And so what I want to do is like pick my two favorites and then just go online and buy the two protein,
yeah.
and then just go from there. But I like this one so far, but so there's got so many of them look like they taste so good.
But I'm so overwhelmed by choice when it comes to protein. So I stick, yes. to the Fairlife. And if you can handle dairy, Fairlife is
right.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, like, it's like,
it's, and that's where, that's my issue
time.
Is I don't do well with dairy. Like, I can't even do like a whole milk. I can't do 2%. I have to do like a skim, and even skim kind of gets me, which is,
yeah.
which is crazy because I eat a ton of like cheese. So I don't know why that is. It's
I just
weird.
Had a random memory, and then we will go right back to,
yeah,
what we were talking about. That's so crazy. It just unlocked something,
yeah.
in my brain. When I was a kid, my mom went to the corner store and picked up skim milk.
Yeah.
And she was putting it in my cereal,
huh.
and then she was like making some kind of reaction, like a big deal out of the milk. And then,
right.
I was like, I went over to look. She poured it into the sink, and it was chunks. Like, it had like a skin to it, chunky milk down the sink, because whatever she had bought was so beyond expired.
Oh my gosh.
And I forever, until my grown adult life, associated skim milk with looking like that.
Oh my gosh.
Because the connection I made in my child brain was skim milk, skin milk. It looked.
Oh!
It looked like chunks of skin, like it,
oh,
slapped into,
gosh.
The sink. That's so funny. I just remember that.
That's gross.
I have not thought about that in so long.
So just you wait when, if you have kids, the curdled shit, because it happens. It, and that is a thing that skeeves
me.
It skeeves me the fuck out, and the smell. Oh my God. It's the worst. Like, if anything that I... You know, Maria doesn't really drink milk anymore. Like, if she does, she maybe takes a little bit of Noah's lactate,
yeah.
one, which I just tried today, and I didn't think that was bad. But honestly, if any of it goes bad, it's like the chunks. I've seen it where it's almost chunked completely in the middle.
That's why
it makes like a yogurt.
Uh-huh.
It's what it looks like, but it smells so bad. But it smells like cottage cheese.
That's why the people that have like six nannies in rotation, their kids are on like a vegan
diet.
And they're drinking avocado milk and shit.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Milk's from a nut you've never heard of.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ew, that sounded grosser. In my head. Just shit, like just actual pure like vegetables.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
not doing
I
that.
I feel like there's something about milk in general where it can literally fuck you up for anything in the future.
Yeah.
One of my clients, he had gotten up. He had told me this, and I was like, he got up. He said he's known for waking up in the middle of the night and getting random milk cravings.
That's
so
insane.
Yeah. So he said that he goes down to the fridge and he chugs, and it pisses his wife off. And she was like, yeah, it's
I
really
would
fucking
not sleep in the same,
yeah,
bed as
like,
him.
She's like, it's disgusting. Well, what had happened was, okay, what was he on? Oh, He was getting really bad acid reflux. He was telling me about it. And they were saying that milk can help that.
Yeah.
So he had like a bad attack. And then he was like, oh, I'm just going to go drink some milk. She's like, ugh. She's like, okay. So he goes downstairs. It was expired. So he was putting chunks were going down his throat. Imagine.
Did he? So it was like he gulped it and he didn't realize.
He gulped it. She said that he vomited everywhere. I'm like,
that just made my throat so tight.
Ew.
That's actually my nightmare.
So he won't drink any milk anymore. Like none, because he's like it. And this was a man who drank it all the time. So imagine
someone coming back to bed with a milk mustache. 3 a.m. We are going to sleep like the Brady Bunch.
Remember that was like a thing for a while? Got milk?
Oh, yeah. And they tried to make it sexy.
Sexy. They had like all the supermodels with
Megan Fox with a milk mustache. Like, and it always grossed me out because milk stinks.
Yeah, but why was that a thing? What were they trying to promote?
They were trying to do that's a great idea. That's a great question.
I don't know what they were trying to promote.
Was
that
it
makes
a brand
it
of milk?
I don't know, but that was like a huge thing for a long time.
What is got milk from? Was it like a government campaign to get us to drink? It says,
oh, maybe.
The Got Milk campaign was a series of advertisement campaigns launched in 1993 by the California Milk Processor Board. It was aimed to increase milk consumption. It wasn't even for a specific brand.
That's so bizarre. Because remember, it was everyone. Jen Aniston did it. Like, everyone did it. Like, it was such a big thing. Tyra Banks.
I never thought about it, but I think this whole time I thought it was for a specific kind of milk or something.
You would think so.
It was just...
I was too young to understand.
It was big
dairy.
Yeah.
It's just dairy.
Big dairy wanted
us
drinking.
Which they're so against dairy these days. Everything, these freaking weird conspiracy theories.
It used to build strong bones.
Right.
But now we can't be sure what's going on.
No.
Because what the fuck is almond milk building?
Yeah, it's weird.
And I can't do any kind of milk that's thin, like water.
Oh, then you wouldn't like skim. Then don't ever try skim then. Yeah,
no. I do 2%.
That's as much as I can do. No, it is 2% with but lactate.
Yeah, you can get traumatized by some milk, but milk stinks. So like years ago when I was trying to do like natural home remedies for skin, there was the honey mask and whatever. I made the chili pepper lip scrub once.
What?
Hey, that sucked. Bad.
Were you
fucked
burning
my lips up?
Oh my gosh.
And they don't tell you that if you have like a cut in your lip,
not to
you're
do
gonna
it.
Cry.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. But I did that and I did the milk mask. You would soak paper towels in milk and put it on your skin. The smell?
Ew.
That's the whole thing about the milk mustache always grossed me out because
I never thought about that. That's disgusting.
It has a scent. I understand why they say we're not supposed to consume it.
Yeah.
You can pry ice cream out of my cold, dead fucking hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it.
I get it. I do too. You know what? You just gave me another flashback this because you were saying like the different things you tried.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was stupid, you know, as a teenager. So there was this thing. I don't know where I saw it because I think all we had was like magazines. And I'm looking through the magazines. They didn't have like reels then or anything like that. So I'm like looking through a 17 magazine probably. And I'm looking through it and they had this thing to make your eyes glisten. It was to take Vaseline and to put them there.
Have I remember that.
Yes. So
and
I was
on your teeth.
Oh, that was a thing too. Mm-hmm. What stupid ass. But Vicks.
What a what?
Vicks. Because I read it wrong. I don't know why I thought they were one in the same. Vicks. So I was on here and I was screaming.
Because your eyelids are so thin.
Right. My mom came in and she was like, what's going on? I was like, they're burning from the Vaseline. She's like, and she looks down, sees the Vicks mouth. She's like, it's Vicks, you fucking dumbass. It was so bad. I actually don't think I went to school because the burning was so bad. We had to call the doctor.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a minor burn?
They said
skin?
No, but like we got it off really quickly, which was good. But like it hurt all day.
A mistake I could have made because I, for some reason, called Vicks Vaseline all the time.
It's like,
and vice, and, right. Well, not really vice versa, but I would confuse them in my head. But right. I always called the Vicks Vaseline.
Yeah.
I still do that. I still like.
It's hard. Mix them They're up like the like kind of similar consistency.
Yeah.
Just one just.
But I love, I told Drama King the other day because I was sick. I kept wearing Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah.
Didn't need it, by the way.
Right.
Did not even need it.
But it probably made you feel so good.
It did.
Yeah.
And I told him, we were like about to go to sleep and we were just talking about the zoomies.
Yeah.
We both had the zoomies. We were just talking about nothing.
Right.
And then he's like, I'm trying to sleep, but I smelled the Vicks on you. And I said, well, I only put it on because it helps me sleep when I'm sick.
It's true.
And I was, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's ridiculous. And I was like, no, I've had like times where I couldn't sleep. So I put Vicks on and then it made me tired.
Right.
And he laughed so hard. I wanted to shrivel up and die. Like I felt so embarrassed. I felt like I said the craziest thing. He was like, that doesn't make any sense. He's like, no, you didn't. You've never done that. I said, yes, I have. I have had those nights where I couldn't sleep.
Right.
I went in the bathroom and threw some Vicks on my chest. And then it made me feel like when you're sick,
you can
and
breathe. You go
to sleep and I can breathe.
Yeah.
He laughed so fucking hard.
You know
so
what?
Embarrassed.
The next time he's sick, put it on him. Doesn't know the fix.
Because I'm like, if you grew up wearing it,
yeah,
and it made you feel better and go to sleep when you were sick, yep. If you put it on when you're not sick, it's
with literally the dog and the bell. Yeah, it's everything breathes again.
Pavlov.
Yes.
Yes. It's you're like conditioned to go to sleep.
It's true.
It made sense. It did make sense.
It did. And now you're going to make him feel stupid.
Exactly. Because
you're going to do it next time he's sick and a little cold. Oh, you don't feel good. No.
Yeah. A little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not even going to tell him.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. I'm going to smear it on his back.
Yes. Do it. Well, right up there. Yeah.
What is that? He said, nothing. My hand was
cream.
Wet.
Yeah.
Just creams for you lotions.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Vicks. Sponsored by Vaseline. But it was taking advice from any magazine. It was going to fuck us up.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm so glad for Reels and social media because all I had was like, what was the thing before MySpace? Or was it MySpace? I think it was MySpace. You could play the tune.
Yeah.
And you could make like a nice profile in the background.
I got into it. I thought I was like coding.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
I was so
your top friends.
And then if somebody changed your top friends.
Oh yeah.
That was some drama, but I loved MySpace.
I loved that. I always had this like leopard print, like pink and leopard print background. Mm-hmm. I was so tacky. And then I had Beyonce songs in the background.
I had the glittering text.
Yes. What is wrong with us?
The blinged out Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Is like,
yeah.
Mine was so like over the video. That was fun. What is Instagram now? Why can't we do that?
Oh, I kind of miss it.
And I think if we did have that feature, like so many people wouldn't use it because they'd think it was lame that like I would feel stupid using it.
I would do it. I don't care. I'd be that.
Like, I miss that creativity. I used to be in there, HTML.
Like, yes, constantly, yeah. Like, oh, this,
changing
you know,
my shit out.
Oh, I loved that. You had your whole biography, where you are, where you're from, what ethnicity you were was on there.
And then changing around your top songs.
Yes,
and, like,
and that was
putting
big.
So much thought into what it was. Like, what song represents me enough to be the one that plays when they come on my profile?
Aww.
Just for people to be muting it, probably. I mean, go on, but whatever.
Yeah.
I used to look at it.
I
still do. If people post songs on Instagram, I listen.
I know. It's true. You listen through it.
More information.
Yeah.
I like knowing about people.
I do too.
I like information. Mm-hmm. But it pisses me off a bit if I try something from like a Reel or a TikTok and it works. And then I know I have to keep doing that thing like till the end of time.
Yeah.
Like I've been on peppermint tea.
Oh, I love peppermint tea.
I'm on the peppermint tea.
Yeah.
I am new
to it.
But
what are you using it for, though?
Bloating and for my skin.
Okay.
I get a horrible hormonal acne. So the real test of the tea is going to be when my period comes.
Right.
I break out so fucking bad on my period. It's insane sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm a skin picker, which only makes it worse.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see what happens. But I've been doing two every night.
Mm.
Feels good. Waking up. And it's disgusting.
It cleans you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like completely.
It is awful, but I'm hoping it's going to pay off. And yeah. if it does, then I have to drink it forever.
I feel very clean with that. I don't know what it is.
Because it tastes like you're drinking soap and toothpaste.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I feel like I just right. ate my insides a shower.
Yep. I always would drink that like anytime I'm sick with like a throat thing. It oh, helps yeah. me so much.
Because it's the closest you can get to drinking Vicks.
Yeah.
It, honestly.
Right. Exactly.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm drinking something that's not supposed to be consumed. But I think I like it so far.
So it's good.
But okay. Back to what we were talking about. Summer yeah. is coming up. What are some things that you're changing to like get rid of summer?
Get ready. So the one thing that I noticed last year was that from sweating and from like going to a pool or going to the ocean, that my lashes were almost like a waste because I'm paying money, going, getting them on. And then within like a couple days, not even, they're gone.
And they're not
You just
cheap.
Do one pool session.
Yeah.
And they look like shit. So I was like, last year I debated it, but now I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to take my lashes off for like 2 months,
yeah.
like June, July.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them off. If like I need to go somewhere that's like, I feel like I need a vamp, I'll just put on the strips on. But I think instead of paying the money and them coming off a couple days later, which just doesn't make any sense, I feel like this is going to be the best bet for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you take them off, you got to get a good eye rub in.
Yes.
Like a real, like,
I know.
Kneading your eyelids, like, kind
of rub.
And I
can also start wearing some, like, eye makeup again. Because, like, I have I have avoided it completely because I'm like, I don't have to. I always look done.
And it gets in the lashes and then you have to clean them, like, thoroughly.
It's
which
such
is
such a process.
You can't wear any eyeshadow that has, like, glitter in it.
Yeah.
If
and
you have
that's
lash
that's what
extensions.
I like.
Yeah.
But you
can throw it on and then pop on a lash.
And exactly.
And you're good.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be a nice couple of months. Like, I think I'll start back up in August, like once the fall starts hitting and I'm kind of over everything else.
Yeah.
But I think for June and July, I'm just going to like take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Yeah. I wish I could do the same with the strip lashes, because I do recognize that they're pulling my real lashes out and I only have 10.
Right. But that's not that bad, though.
Yeah. I wish that I could grow out my real lashes. But in order to do that, I'd have to stop wearing strip lashes.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to do that.
It's hard. I'm watching all these things because there's so many new mascaras out. And I'm like, wow,
mm-hmm.
like what a difference. So I definitely will be playing with mascaras within that time, because there's no way I can just let them go.
It's funny because whenever there's so many mascaras out there, so much of everything ever existing right now, more than ever before of everything.
It's true.
But with mascaras, it's every time I see like a makeup artist or somebody somebody talking about their favorite mascaras, the best ones they always use for their clients.
Right.
They're the ones that I was using in high school. Like the telescopic.
Old ones. Yes.
The telescopic with the tiny little wand.
Yes.
It's on everybody's list. And it's funny because that's what I used.
I know.
And now I'm like, I don't even know. I'm picking up whatever's on the display because it's the new thing.
The new thing.
I'm like, why would they make a new mascara if it doesn't work better than all the old mascaras?
Right.
It fucking doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's crazy because the old things do really work.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, not Great Lash. Great Lash was not good. It was the first one I ever used. Yeah. That's how I got it. I found like an extra tube in the glove compartment of my mom's car. So I planned, I was like 12, 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
I planned that I was going to wake up extra early before school and go in the glove compartment and take the mascara and wear it to school. And I remember having vivid imagery in my head of like, I'm going to look so different. I thought I was going to like put the mascara on. I didn't even know how to use it, but I thought I was going to put it on and be in like a full beat.
Yeah.
Like in my head, it was going to look like I had like the craziest cartoon lashes.
Right.
I put it on one coat. It did nothing. But I went to school and I was like, everybody knows.
Everybody
knows. It wasn't even like dark enough because I only put one coat.
Because you know I did, but you don't know what you're doing either.
It was super dried out. I didn't know how to apply it, but I was like,
let's be real. I mean, I was putting Vaseline. I mean, I was putting Vicks on my eyes. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
These are the old school beauty regimens.
There's nothing going on.
A rite of passage.
Yeah.
But that was my first experience with makeup. Total, like another rabbit hole before we get into our next topic. I remembered something the other day that made me kind of sad because I think I'm not a parent, obviously, I have no kids, but I feel like the people that try to understand their kids the most are the people that remember what it was like to be a kid. Yeah. Like you remember what it felt like to be a kid, what it felt like to for everything to be so big to you and like such a big deal.
So big.
And that's how you empathize with them is you go, I know what they're feeling. Like, it doesn't mean that they can do whatever they want, but you get like where it comes from. Mm-hmm. When I was in ninth grade, it's ninth or 10th grade. I was super into makeup. I had never gone to school without makeup. Well, it was my freshman year because I was super shy. Like I was going to two schools at the same time.
Yeah.
Like my main school half day and the other half day at my technical school.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had ever seen me at school without makeup on. Mm-hmm. It was my thing. I loved makeup.
I was the same way. I always had makeup on. For as long as I was allowed to at home, I always had makeup on. Yeah.
I wore foundation every day.
Yep.
It was the really shitty, like the baby soft one.
Same. I wore shit.
Yeah. It was so bad. But I wore it every day. So nobody had ever seen me without it on.
Yeah.
And I came home late one day, like 15 minutes late, and my parents and I kind of got into it. The reason why is because I was like walking with my friends and I didn't want to be lame and be like, I have to be home on time. Yeah. So I was just kind of taking like a casual walk home with them. But I got super defensive with them. We argued about it. They punished me and I wasn't allowed to wear makeup for the rest of the week to school, which to do that to somebody who has never been seen by their classmates without makeup on is kind of fucked up. Oh. I don't think that they were thinking about it like that at the time, but it wasn't makeup.
They weren't thinking.
Like, exactly. Because they didn't know what to take from me. I didn't have a cell phone,
right?
Which is why they couldn't get in contact with me. They wouldn't let me have a cell phone.
Right.
They took away my Wii.
Right.
Like I had nothing left to take. So they took away the makeup. I didn't give them all of it. They made me go in my room with a Ziploc bag and give them. And my mom would recognize like the main products I use. But I had some stuff that was like in the back of my drawer. So I just gave them the main stuff and kept a few things for myself. I hid it in a bush in our backyard.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
And for the entire week, I was late to school by at least an hour because I was sitting inside of the bush and doing my makeup before school with my really awful products, like a color that like a foundation that was, I mean, I wasn't wearing my right shade.
Right.
Who was?
No, nobody.
But it was like way, way off, like because it was like the shitty makeup in the back of the drawer,
right?
That you but don't it was
use.
Something. Every day that I'd go to school that week, I wanted to cry because I'm late
and
I look like shit.
Oh, Taylor, that was quite so a story.
But that was one of those times where I'm like, they were not thinking about things through my lens at all because that was really like not nice.
I know what you're saying. Yep.
Like if I wore this thing every single day, it's not a big deal to you.
But as
you know, I'm going to move past it and I'll be fine and whatever. But it's everything to me, especially for like it being a full week.
Yeah.
So I think they gave it back to me like in the last like day or so.
Right.
They usually did that.
My parents are the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The punishment would last like a day or two.
I know.
Or whatever. But like for a couple of days, I sat in a bush. That's one of those times where you just got to think like being a teenager sucks already.
I know.
That was brutal.
It's really tough. You know, make it a really quick story, but I was trying to explain to Maria because she has asthma that one of the things they had taken from me when I had childhood asthma was all the stuffies, like all the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
They can't be too close to your bed because they hold allergens.
Oh, so you weren't allowed to sleep with them?
So if I did, it was like one or two. And my mom washed them all the time. And you know, washing them.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same.
They get weird.
Yeah. So she's both of the kids are, like, they both are obsessed with stuffed animals. Like, that's their fucking thing. So especially the Squishmallows, mm-hmm. they're so freaking big.
Yeah.
So I had said to Maria the one day, I kept telling her, I'm like, Maria, you were wheezing every night and I'm seeing these stuffies end up on your floor. Through all the things,
mm-hmm.
they're not the floor. No, it one thing, even like blankets on the floor drives me fucking mad. Like, I don't know what it is. It gives me like anxiety.
No, I got it.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, no, no. And so when I tell you, we fought about this. And finally I went in the room and I took a bag and I saw them on the floor and I started putting them in the bag.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there crying. And I felt so bad because I look back on it now. I was like, damn, this was so mean. And I took all of them.
Yeah.
Like, they were the ones that were on her bed, I didn't touch. But the ones that I also know she slept with were on the floor. So it was to make her understand. And I took them. And I mean, she was sobbing. She was like, I took her friend from her. I felt so bad that later that day she ended up getting all of them back.
Because that's how it usually goes.
I can't, like, I felt so awful about it because it was her reaction, that it was like a genuine, she was like really upset. And I was like, fuck. So, but she doesn't do it anymore. That's number one. And now she has stuffed animals she will put on the floor, but they're not allowed in her bed. She has now made this thing, but she will always talk about what I did.
Because she took them hostage.
She will never forget that. She's like, Mom, remember the time where you took my stuffed animals and you put them in the trash bag.
In your doorway.
And you,
in the middle of the night.
And you put them in the basement where I don't go. In Dad's scary room. I was like, yes, Maria, I very much
like remember. You took them out behind the barn.
Right. Killed them all, slaughtered them.
In front of her.
Like,
holding them hostage.
Stop these animals. Stop these Squishmallows. So I was like,
one by one, holding them hostage.
It is, but it's one of those things. Obviously, yours is a lot worse in, like, you know what, because you're older.
And so also because they held out for a couple days.
Right, right. And for me, it was like, but like, she will never stop talking about that. It's just her thing.
You can't predict what they're going to fucking, what's going to hold them. With them.
There's certain things. I did some fucking crazy shit as she's grown up. I fucking have, especially when I was pregnant, I was snapping. And she don't talk about that. She talked about that.
You're good.
Yeah, she's like, it's
she's
okay.
Pregnant. She's 6 months. Yeah, what are you
she's
do?
Fine.
But my stuffed animals.
Yeah, but that time.
But when you took my Squishmallows.
Yes. Like,
oh, you're going to be hearing about that forever.
Forever. Yeah. She's probably going to tell her kids about it. She'll be like, you know what?
She's going to be on a podcast.
Yeah. Like, she's going to be like, you're Nona.
15 years from now.
She's evil.
Okay. Don't get me started on the Squishmallows. Don't get it like it's Nom.
No.
Getting flashbacks to it.
Like, damn.
And then I heard the garbage bag. Yeah.
And the door opened.
She emerged with the bag.
Oh my.
It's hard though, because even if you remember what it was like to be a kid, you still don't really know.
No.
You don't know what's going to be like traumatizing to them.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I know.
But that was rough. If my mom had just taken me and been like, let's just get you new makeup.
Right.
You know what I mean? That would have been like forgiven.
Right. Forgiven. Forgiven. It's done.
Also, why wasn't my mom saying, hey, you're orange?
They don't say fucking shit.
Like, hey, you look
terrible. I literally was never the same color. Like, I was like five different shades.
Yeah. But I don't know about your mom. My mom wasn't like a makeup person.
No, my mom wasn't. She had mascara.
Yeah, my mom too.
Mascara. And then once in a while she put on a lip, but that was it.
Yep.
That
same.
It was very rare. She definitely didn't put foundation on. That much I know.
No. So, my mom has such good skin that she never needed.
She's
it.
Lucky, yeah.
Yeah, but like still.
My mom said something to me once that kind of resonated. She goes, I feel like with kids they kind of have to go through their
things.
She's like, do you really think that if I were to have ever said anything to you about anything, you would have listened to me? You would have snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if nobody at school is pointing it out and then your mom's the one.
They all look like that. Exactly. You all look like a bunch of fools.
Yeah.
And then the boys don't even notice.
And then they're going to be the bad guy. It's going to be like, mom said I was orange.
Right. But nowadays with like how good kids do makeup.
It's crazy.
I'm like scared.
I'm a little envious, but I'm also a little bit like, well, you guys are supposed to do the humiliation ritual.
But like they scare me. Like it scares me like what Maria is going to end up being able like, she's going to be like, yeah. well, this one had the best contour and I did not like this. And I'm just going to be like, what?
Smoky eye on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, some people wear them every day. So there's that.
A daytime smoky eye. Sit in algebra.
Right.
They're blended. I was the kind
of girl. Oh my gosh. And I don't know why I did this. Where I did eyeshadow every fucking day in high school and it matched my outfit.
That's so cute.
No, it's not. What am I, an 8? What is like 80s, 70s? Who does that? So I would wear like this color and it'd be like pink. Like, I don't even know how I got the boyfriend that I had for as long as I did, because I'm like, what? That wasn't attractive.
She's so colorful.
And I'm telling you, I had the most versatile like wardrobe of any color you could think of. And it did not matter if it was going to look good on me or not. I remember I told my mom once, I was like, I'm missing this shade of blue. So we had to go out and that's what I wanted.
And buy the shade of blue?
The shade of blue.
Good mom.
It was like a holiday where I was like, this is the one. So I looked and I told her about it for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted all the shades.
But that was your thing. Like, it was so cool to have a thing.
It didn't look good. It wasn't a good thing.
My friend Nikki had bows.
Oh.
She had bows for everything. She wore bows in her hair. Little, you remember
the little ones?
Bows? Yeah, she wore them for everything. They always matched her outfit.
Yep.
And that was her thing. And I was always like, I want a fucking thing. Well, my thing was being orange. So that was kind of my daily.
It's tan.
I was going to be orange. And then I found a thing. I dyed my hair bright red. I was like, it was 2011. Mm-hmm. And nobody, Rihanna maybe did the bright red hair, but nobody at my school had it yet. I was the first person to do bright red. Every one of them did bright red hair in the following weeks. And I was like, I did something.
You definitely started the trend.
And then what are you going to say? Oh, Brittany dyed her hair red because I did my hair red.
Right.
This sounds crazy. But
it did start with you.
It did start with me.
You were a trendsetter.
It was like that fire engine red hair. It looked really cool.
Especially with your light eyes. I'm sure it really was like a nice contrast. It was really
cool. Yeah. But then everybody did it. And then I was like, well, damn, now it looks like who done it first. You know what I mean?
But I mean, yours became a trend. Ain't nobody did what I did. Because everyone was like, that's just ugly.
Smoky eye or like blue eyeshadow. Blue eyeshadow on a Tuesday.
I can't.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I was always jealous of anybody that had a thing.
No one was jealous of me.
I didn't know anybody that did that, but.
No one was jealous of my thing. Whatever.
You never know.
Never know.
Staring with envy.
Yeah.
See Ashley's doing.
See the red
fuchsia today. How'd she even find a matching eyeshadow?
Vomit green.
Yellow.
Did you do movie? Yeah, I did. I'm telling you, there was not one color I did not
do. Did you blend it out or was it just the eyelid?
That's all it was the eyelid and mascara. I didn't have anything else on. Forget it when it was towards senior year and I found out what blush was.
Oh, no. We all had blush. We all had blush blindness.
It's like, what? I still have blush blindness, but that's okay.
I know, me too. But I put it right here and I put a lot of it. And but that's the first thing to go is the blush.
I know.
So you got to pack it on a bit.
It's true. It's true.
I existed during the foundation on the lips.
Yeah.
Era. So, which would leave you with a line where you could see the inside of your lip. But I still did it.
Yeah, me too. It actually held pretty well with lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't put lipstick over it.
Okay. That's where we're at.
I just did flesh tone lip,
and then you
with
did
a gloss.
Did you do the liner?
Nope.
We were just amazing.
Yeah, we were just trying things. We were innovators.
Yeah.
Out there on the front lines doing the hard work so that 12-year-olds can have a blended eyeshadow a matching foundation shade present day.
That's right.
We were in there early.
We were.
Doing the hard work.
Absolutely.
We laid the groundwork for it.
Damn.
Okay. Something I really wanted to talk about. So I'll lead with a question.
Okay.
Have you ever had to cut somebody off because of the relationship that they were in? And like, if so, like what got you to that point of having to make that kind of decision?
So I had a really good friend from high school up until we turned like 22, 23 years old. And she was normal in high school. Not that there's not abnormal, but yeah. She met someone like you turn 21, you go to the bar, you start. And me and her were at the bar all the time. And she was always like that friend where she'd end up finding somebody.
Yeah.
She finally found her husband. So, and when you first met him, you were like, this is a nice guy. Like, it's fine. But I was also, she had a sister and a brother. And I was kind of, because you know, when you're friends with a family since high school, you kind of meet, you know everybody.
Yeah.
So I remember her sister finally would admit things to me that were going on, like fights they were having that like weren't good. And I was like, we were kids, we're only 21. So yeah. I was like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this information. So then she was like, well, you know, they're engaged and I'm just worried.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, well, she has every right to worry, but she's like, I'm the sister and I don't know what to do. So I remember the one day, she called me, her sister, and was like, I had to follow them to his house because he locked her in the car with him and like drove off and then beat the shit out of her while he was driving.
What?
Yeah. And she was little. Like when I tell you, she was like maybe 4'10".
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like she was a really small human. So I was like, oh my God. So then I got together with her and I said, you know, what's going on? Like, what's happening here? Like, we really gotta. And she was like, nothing, nothing, nothing's going on.
Well,
when we're at the bar the one night and she got really wasted, he showed up and in front of everybody, he dragged her out by her hair. The bouncers tried to get involved.
What?
Like everyone was trying to protect her, but she was protecting him with the way he was treating her. When I tell you, he threw her in the car and then just went at her.
He pulled her out by her fucking
by
hair.
By her hair. Now he worked as a, he was a cook. But like, I think it went into like a bar at night kind of thing. So his hours were long. So it was like the very end of the night. It was like the tip of the night. And then he had just showed up. He was in his work clothes and he just pulled her the fuck out. It was crazy.
So there was no fight or anything. They just started.
No. He came in. He was yelling at her because we were at the bar. I guess he didn't want her there. I don't know.
Then why the fuck are you here?
Yeah, why are you here? And so, and then he dragged her out, put her in. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like so mad. And so like her brother called me. Like everyone was calling to see what happened. And I told them what happened. It was the last time I ever heard from her. Mm-hmm. She ended up having two kids with him and then getting a divorce.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the part that bothers me the most about the situation is she was in my first wedding. We were very close. I knew her since high school. What bothered me the most about this is I was just trying to protect her. And I thought for sure that after they had split, like time would pass and she would end up, I knew she wouldn't call me if they were together. Like I knew that wouldn't happen, but
because you were probably demonized along with every other person
in
her life.
Right, exactly. Well, he was particular because he didn't want anyone who saw things firsthand. Mm-hmm. When you can't do that to her sister, that's a little different.
Yeah.
So I was the only person who saw the ship firsthand. So he was like, she's out the picture. Like, you're not going to.
And it's crazy sometimes the hoops they jump through, the things they have to convince the other person of them to be like, I'm done with them.
Absolutely. So when I, you know, I thought for sure that like even now, because she's, I won't say too much, but like she sees my mom sometimes because they work more hand in hand, and she's never reached out to me. And I think that if I, there's been relationships I've been in where like I've apologized to people afterwards where I was like, yeah. I can't believe like I let that happen.
Yeah, me too.
She's never apologized for that. And I'm not looking for an apology, but even just reach out to me and just be like, you know, like I was stupid when I was young. Just something.
Do you think it's like she's embarrassed because she has no way of like, or she doesn't know if it's too far gone
to I mean, that's the thing. I'm not looking for a friend. I'm just looking to.
But like, I would. I like. That's what I would do.
Right. And that's the thing is I'm not looking for something to start back up again. We were 20 years ago, basically. And I'm like, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for just the.
Acknowledgement
that like we didn't stop being friends because there was something wrong with us. We stopped being friends because you were being abused in front of everybody and you refused to take to do anything about it.
And just because you were a witness to it, you got cut off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And that was like mind blowing for me. Like that was so hard for me because I was so scared for her when I found out she got married to him.
Did she have kids with him quickly?
Yeah. Like that's, I think that's usually what happens. Yeah.
They try to like nail it down.
Absolutely. Yeah. She had the two kids quickly. And then I think they've been divorced now for like 10 years. But yeah, he's the scum of the scum.
Yes. No. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's the kids, I think, sometimes are supposed to be like the bargaining chip. Like,
yep.
Well, if I'm the mother of his children, then he's going to treat me differently. He'll have a different level of respect. Right. It'll be like a thing that brings us together. Mm-hmm. But instead, they're just trapped with these extra layers with the person that abuses them.
Absolutely. And like, it makes it so much harder to leave because now you have to take care of two kids.
And consider what's going to happen with them.
Correct.
And if it's selfish to leave at that point.
Absolutely.
That's so scary.
It's so scary. And what's crazy is both of those kids, because me and our sister still follow each other on social media. Both of those kids look just like him. What? It's like nuts. I'm like, wow, they really just are his twins.
It's so scary when you meet them and you just can't even see even a little bit.
No.
It's like one thing if you get a little bit of like, okay, this guy's a little off or.
Right. Something's a little different.
Yeah. But when it really catches you off guard, and a lot of the times it's because they're actively trying to put on a front. That's so like, scary because then you can't even imagine because if he was doing that shit in front of people.
That's what I know. I can't imagine what he was doing at home. That's what I kept saying to myself as I'm like, this is nuts.
We need to bring back stoning people in the town square.
Yes.
We need to bring back tying them to a pole and throwing stones at them. Yep.
They still do that in India.
All right. Let's adopt
it. I get it.
I like it.
Yeah. All the pedophiles, they do it too.
Love that.
I love that for them.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have stonings every day.
Every day, all day.
But like, I love it.
I love it too.
I'll be there 3 p.m. sharp.
That's right.
I'll be at the stone. Meet you at the stoning.
We meet you there.
See you at the town square.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. We're fucking up Sarah's ex-boyfriend today. Yeah. I don't know. I have a friend with a very similar situation, but it was one of those things where they broke up for a while. She meets up with me years ago. She meets up with me. She tells me everything that's been going on. And the reason that we'd stopped talking is because of him. Right. He like threatened to drive by the house and shoot it up one day. He said he was off like a bunch of perks.
Oh my God.
And he was going to come shoot up the house. He was like a white boy that would like use AAVE and listen to rap music and like use the N-word. And actually he needed to crash his car and like go out the front window shield. But he sucked. He fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I hated him. I hated the way he spoke. I hated that he used that fucking word.
Oh,
I hated
being
around him. Yeah. He was a fucking caricature. Can you believe he ended up being a shitty person? He threatens to drive by. I said, I gotta go. I'm not gonna be around this. No. This is fucking tomfoolery on another level.
Oh, 100%. I don't want
any part of it.
Yeah.
And it's lame that you do. She was like, I'm gonna go out and talk to him and you know whatever.
Is she crazy?
Yes. So I said, okay, cool. I'm gonna leave. So me and Drama King, we got the fuck out of there.
Right.
And that was pretty much where it started to dissolve. Mm-hmm. I needed to come pick up some of my shit and he had like trashed it, like my furniture and stuff, like thrown a bunch of dirt inside the drawers of all my things. And it was really fucked up. Like I just didn't deserve that because I'm calling him. I'm not making up a scenario where I just don't like him.
Right.
I just don't like him. And like, I'm like calling him a narcissist or something. Like,
right.
You know, there's people out there that do that kind of thing. Of course. They just decide they don't like someone's partner.
Yeah.
I have valid, legitimate reasons
for this.
And proof of those reasons.
Absolutely.
And it's still, I got cut off.
Right.
But I think that was going to kind of happen at that point anyway, because I was kind of like, I don't even trust you anymore because your decision making is so poor.
Of course.
This is like at another level of unacceptable. And the fact that you want to be a part of it changed my perception of her.
Mm-hmm.
So they break up. This is a while later. She wants to meet up. She tells me it's one of those things where somebody only tells you what was going on after they break up, but they spend the whole time defending them and proving them to you. And it's, I get it when it's, they're being abused and it's one of those situations where they're so far gone. You weren't hiding shit from me because I saw him being a piece of shit.
Right.
It wasn't a secret.
Nothing was a secret.
But she would still defend him. I don't like that because it's like, don't fucking, like, come on now.
Right.
Be fucking for real while you're in it. Absolutely. On some level. Even if you don't tell people everything because you're traumatized.
Right.
You got to tell people something.
Yeah, you do.
So if it's on such an extreme level where you're like trauma dumping after the relationship ends. I'm sure she had another person that she cut off and had to meet up with and like be like, sorry, I've been absent and like whatever.
Of course.
And go over the whole thing with them too. So there are people that now know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets back with him. Hey, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Right. No.
Yeah, this is absolutely done.
This is done. This is over. The whole thing. You've told me all this fucking bullshit. There's no fucking way.
If somebody came to me that did that, did the cutting off thing, and I'm sure it's probably the same with you.
Yeah.
If she came to you and said, while this was going on, hey, shit's bad and I need help. Like, please, I really don't know what to do.
Right.
I mean, do what you can for them.
Right.
You know, what's in your power, but not when it's after the fact and they just want to unload it all.
And then they want to go right back.
What was the
point?
That's
the most of not. My cousin's like that. I've told you about that.
I hate that.
Like she tells me all the shit and then she's like, no, it's fine. We're going to work on. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're going to work on getting him a lobotomy because it's kind of unfixable.
Very unfixable.
It's not a person where like they're just everybody's flawed. There's a certain level of flaw that you can reasonably deal with, which is like leaving cups around the house, fucking not emptying out the trash thing, being defensive, whatever, like things that are built into your personality from whatever you've been through in life.
Right.
And everybody has them.
Mm-hmm.
When it's on such a drastic level, why are you even telling anybody? Why are you even telling anybody if you
don't?
That person cannot be helped.
Because then at that point, we have all the information.
I had an experience with somebody who was in one of those kinds of things where I'm like, I want to keep talking to them. I want to be their friend, but it is difficult because they don't want to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be mad at them for what someone else is doing to them. But it's like, you are also,
you're part complicit. Of the problem. And like I've said so many times too, like my situation with the cock, with her sister.
Yeah.
Her sister stopped hanging out with them because she goes, I'm enabling this because I'm saying it's okay. She's like, if you make it so they have nobody else, it's going to get, at one point, something's going to happen.
Did the opposite of what the cop sister did, which is fucking make excuses for him, which is so sick that her exes, his sister used to fucking make excuses for his bad behavior. Like come up and like try to reason with you and be like,
course.
Don't be mad at him.
Yeah, that's what they
Everything's
do.
Everything's okay.
Yes. Which is
like,
psychotic.
Okay, Ghislaine.
Right. Like, what the are you doing?
So weird.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of like in between with this situation in particular. But like, I also, in a selfish way, do not want to be witness to this.
So that's the problem, is that eventually something is going to happen.
I don't think they're talking about it to receive anything right now.
No, they just need a soundboard for now.
Which I'm almost like, okay, good. Like I can be that for a period of time because maybe you need to hear yourself say it out loud.
Yeah, sometimes that does change things significantly.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Is okay. I'm not going to judge too harshly on you right now or try to advise you when you're not looking for it. But I hope that you hear what you're saying. saying and that you are realizing in real time, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I just, it's insane. It's such a, it's unfixable. It's like I was saying, an unfixable, he denies therapy. And whenever they're like that, whenever they refuse it flat out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Yeah, there's because they don't think there's anything wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Or they know there's something wrong with them and they don't want to be told that anymore.
And I think that's what this is.
Oh, I think so too.
I think he knows mm-hmm. he's fucked. Yep. And it's like, there's he doesn't even want to go there. He doesn't even want to touch it.
No.
As if like somebody who knows they're so fucked has the right to deny like that right. something works.
Right.
When it works for other people who are less fucked.
Right.
Like it was built for you.
It was.
You know, it exists because of people like you.
Exactly, for people like you. And eventually it does end when you make people have to spend time together, just them. Eventually something will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the other day something happened that like was going to be one of those moments yeah. where it's like, register that this is not normal. Register right. that this is really, but like nobody else in this room would right. treat you like that. Mm-hmm. So it definitely shouldn't be the person that claims to love you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy. Just crazy shit. But yeah, I don't know. Like I've been in relationships where I had to kind of go back and be like, sorry, I kind of distanced myself right. for a little bit. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you just don't want to make there. People part of your shit. But it's not like I'm hiding all my problems. And then when we break up, I'm like, he was a psychopath.
I say literally everything I'm feeling as I go. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm going to, you know what I mean? But I mean, yeah. there are not situations like that.
Like you still. Don't have to do that. But if, like, if that's not your method, but
right.
don't like get together for a brunch with your friends you haven't talked to in 6 months and then be like,
right,
he actually never washed his socks once.
Right.
Like, you know, those like, it's yeah. like funny when you he kind of are talking to make to me your
stick his foot in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice to see you, by the way.
Great.
Yeah. Thanks for
But it. I do feel like if anything were to happen in any of my relationships, like any relationship I've been in, I feel like any friend would kind of know a little bit why it might.
Yes.
Like, and you don't have to know everything, but like you might have an inkling of why.
Yeah,
you
I'm know talking what I like mean? When you're totally blindsided but that, because they made everything look perfect.
But that drives me fucking crazy. Like, don't. Like, tell me. So at least yeah. that, like, when you come to me and you're like, I'm like, got it. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like,
or like we said with the Ozempic thing or anything in general, mm-hmm. you don't have to tell me anything.
No.
So if you want to, like, if you don't want to, like, talk shit or tell the truth about what's going on,
right.
you don't have to hype them up either.
No.
We can just talk about other stuff.
Absolutely.
If just you don't feel stuff. Like being real about your relationship.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be, I don't like the fucking, you know, making things seem like
yeah, and I don't understand it either, because you've got to know somewhere in your brain there's no way this is going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why not just be real? It's like, I can't force anyone to do anything. I think that's why, but we were really young, but still, like, I think that's why I didn't understand it the most with like what was going on. I'm like, I mean, she was cutting me off because of him.
Yeah.
But like, still, it was like, I didn't understand.
I had to hear about how when I got cut off, it was because he was isolating her from her family, too.
Of course. That's what they do. Yeah.
He isolated her from her family, from everybody.
That's what they do.
And I'm like, that's why I was empathetic to it at the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'll meet up with you. Like, I get it. You were going through some shit. Like, I understand. You can just kind of wake up one day and be like, what the fuck is happening around me?
I know. It's crazy.
It happens all the time. It does. Like, sometimes you don't see it because you're so in it. You're almost in like survival mode.
Right.
But when you come out of that survival mode and you tell me about it mm-hmm. and then you go back in,
then it just, it, every
I can't
single
be
thing,
part
right,
of it.
Right. And I'm having that issue right now with like, I'm having that issue now with my cousin.
Yeah.
Where it's a very complicated situation. So it's not just one thing. It's mm-hmm. like just, they're both toxic people.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of crazy shit, but it annoys the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. When she comes to me, I get all this information and I'm like, what? And then she's like, the next time, then she, sometimes they won't say shit to you. They just cut you off again.
Yep.
Until the next time that they need a soundboard. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like, that shit pisses me off too.
Because you're just
like,
using me. You're literally just fucking using me.
Like, at least just give me a call and just be like, listen, you know, I threw him down the stairs once and we just got into it again. I mean, we've all done that once. So I'm just saying. It happens.
Once or twice.
It fucking happens.
No, they stockpile it. Yes. So they've got like a whole like folder
and
full of shit they've got to go through when they see you. And then it's like, well, I'm not going to talk to you for like several weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
In 2027, we'll catch up. I'll tell you how many times I threw him down the stairs.
Right.
Like
It's so exhausting because you also know that you're like, I have to mentally get into the space where I have to be able to do it. That's actually why I didn't drink on Easter. I wanted to drink so bad and I didn't because I was like, I'm gonna say something I shouldn't say. So I'm like, I could feel it. I kept saying to myself, I need a fucking drink. I need a fucking drink. And I was walking around because I was like, that's all I had wanted was like, I kept saying, I'm like, I can't wait till everything's, all the food's done and everything. And I can just have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I never had it because I was so overwhelmed. And I was like, if I drink, this is just going to, or she, when she leaves, I'm going to take it out on him.
Someone's gonna get it.
So I just refrained.
I did drink on Easter, but with my family, it's very like, not sure how that's gonna go time.
Yeah.
I got very lucky this year. This Easter went very smooth.
Yeah.
With my family, it's like it starts out so playful, laughing. We love to laugh. We love to, the whole goal is to make each other laugh.
Right.
But then somehow, and you can never predict what the turn is going to be, we get into really serious stuff. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been drinking sangria since one.
Yeah.
So I think we got to reel it in.
Exactly.
They are tap dancing up there.
It happens.
The kids
the
were
best thing about
the other day. They found something to jump off of.
Yeah.
And I, like I've said before, I do not care about people like existing above me. Like it's their, I'm not quiet.
Right.
I'm not going to be because we all pay rent.
Right.
But they found something that they were jumping off of.
I wonder if it was like one of those in home, the bouncers.
It was something because I kept hearing thud, like feet hitting the floor. And then I hear like laughing, like loud laughing. And then they would do it again and again and again and again and again. I was like, at least invite me up.
Yeah. Like,
what are we jumping off?
Yeah. What are we drinking? What are we jumping with? What alcohol?
Yeah. That was crazy because it went on for so long.
That would have drove me crazy.
But I'm also
My kids do things like nonstop. It drives me fucking crazy. So
because they find something, then they get stuck on it.
Yeah.
They definitely were doing that. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, okay, I'll remember that for the next time I get really loud.
Yeah. Don't feel bad.
So when I'm playing Solange full volume, 8 a.m. doing my makeup,
we're even. Right.
We're evening it out. We're good.
We are. Yeah.
Well, that's it for this
week. It is.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, come find us online. Follow our socials, of course. I'm at Tae Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's At That Ash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.